When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Email us anytime into the Equitable Bank inbox, john@1620thezone.com or josh@1620thezone.com. Was it Monte Harrison or Monty Harrison? I can't even remember anymore. It's been so long.
I thought he was a
Monte.
I think you're right. I think it was Monte Harrison.
Remember Monte Harrison?
I had forgotten about him until today.
Well, the once and former Nebraska signee.
Mm-hmm.
Who was one of the top players in the country as a four-star prospect, then decided after he was picked with the 50th overall pick in the MLB draft that summer that he was going to forego his college football days and try his luck at baseball.
And so that would have been this is 2012, right? Is that what you said, or 2013?
14,
my bad. So this was the second time in a few seasons that a Nebraska had signed somebody who went to play baseball.
Yes.
That happened with
Bubba Starling.
Bubba, a couple years before.
Well, at the ripe young age of 30, Monte Harrison is back in football.
Wow.
He is going to walk on at Arkansas after he finished up his professional baseball career.
And what position did he play?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. And yeah. Is he going to play wide receiver?
I would assume so.
Man.
I mean, that's what he was there for, never know.
His birthday is in August, so he'll be 29. What?
Oh, I thought it said 30. He's not 30 yet?
He'll be 29.
29.
He'll be 29 this year. Almost
29.
30. Yeah. Like, we've seen... and why I asked about position is we've seen players go play baseball and then come back and mm-hmm. play football. I don't know who the most famous player would be, but Chris Winkie's one. He's the first one that comes to my mind. He won the Heisman, right? He won the Heisman the year that one of those Florida State years that he went in 2000, the year they lost to Oklahoma.
I think so.
So that guy came back. He played quarterback. He ended up getting drafted by the Panthers after that. But that's quarterback. That's a different type of position. We saw Drew Henson at Michigan. Eventually, I think he went into the pros to play football and didn't really have a whole lot of success. Chad Hutchinson, who was on the Dallas Cowboys roster in the fabled 5-11 years under Dave Campo, he did the same thing. But those guys were all quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's been like a couple of punters or something too. This is different though. I mean, a 29-year-old wide receiver in college football, you know, just, I mean, we talk so often about, like, why, John, does BYU have success in college football? And one of the things that we say, and I think it's right, is these are men. These are grown men.
They're old.
This guy is he is an actual man.
Yeah.
He will be 30 soon. You know, like, that's pretty wild. So, odd story. I wonder how good he'll be. Because working out baseball, we saw a lot of it in the Michael Jordan documentary a few years ago. Baseball and how you lift weights and body structuring your body, much mm-hmm. different than structuring your body for football. That said, again, 29-year-old man who was a professional. So that'll be fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Yes, it will. It'll be real interesting.
He did make it up to the majors, by the way. Played for the Marlins, played for the Angels, batted 176.
Yeah.
Couple home runs, 6 RBI in his career. Back in college football. Wow.
Former Husker, Monte Harrison. So the Huskers did lose somebody else in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
8 years in the... 10 years now. 10 years in the rear.
Hurt Husker fan brings up another one. Brandon Whedon. Yep, exactly.
Brandon Whedon.
Come on, Matt Rhule. I thought you weren't allowing people to go in the portal. And now this guy, he leaves you and you don't get him back.
I guess not.
Very sad.
Coming up, Husker baseball chat with Michael Brunts of Husker 24/7. A reminder that registered donors can save up to 8 lives by doing a very selfless act, and that is checking that donor box next time you renew your driving, hunting, or fishing license, that organ and tissue donor box. Because registered donors not only can save lives through healthy lungs, kidneys, heart, pancreas, small intestine donations, but they can help hundreds of others through tissue donation. Bone grafts that can help those who have been traumatized by serious injury or cancer. Or skin grafts for those who have gone through reconstructive surgery after breast cancer. Corneas, donated corneas can restore the gift of sight, and donated tendons can heal ACL tears and other sports injuries. And it's absolutely free of cost, does not cost you or your family anything after you're gone, and most traditional funeral practices can still happen after a donation. You can register right now, and it does not matter how old you are. It does not matter what your health status is. Anybody can register. And if you're not up for a renewal of your driving, hunting, or fishing license, visit goodguyssavelives.com. Find out more about how you can save up to 8 lives and affect dozens more by visiting goodguyssavelives.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.